Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, statewide reopenings, the major decision expected today from Governor Newsom.
Plus, rain, mudslides, and mandatory evacuations. The Bay Area spots on alert this morning ahead of the strongest storm of the season.
And how a proposal to merge the fire department with Confire could benefit East Bay residents. Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, January 25th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning to you. A windy and cold start to the new week. Let's get to your forecast first with Mary Lee.
Yeah, tracking those winds for you, Len, as we are looking at gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour as we start off our day. Now, here's high-def Doppler, and you can see quiet conditions, so the showers have wrapped up for us. We're looking at a dry start, but really watching those winds with the wind advisory in effect for San Francisco and for the coast until 10 a.m. And you can see, boy, that flag whipping in the wind this morning on our Mark Hopkins Hotel camera as we look to San Francisco. Right now, temperatures are in the 30s and 40s. It's a chilly start to our day with mainly clear skies, but watching those winds at SFO, 28 mile per hour sustained winds, 20 in Concord, and looking at 18 mile per hour winds in San Jose. As we head through the day, we're going to catch some sunshine, but with those winds, it's going to be feeling cool out there. So looking at highs in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. So for today on Futurecast, you can see that sunshine as we head through the afternoon. And as we look to tomorrow, again, tracking the biggest storm system that we have seen so far this season, actually tapping into some subtropical moisture. So an atmospheric river setting up for us. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All right, let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic with those windy conditions as we start off a new work week.
Yeah, Mary, and those windy conditions bring advisories for some of our Bay Area bridges. That includes the Bay Bridge, so be extra careful, especially if you're traveling in a high-profile vehicle working your way through there. Right now, the commute direction doing okay. We're not seeing any brake lights or issues. It's still quite early for the morning ride, but again, be careful. Make sure you grab that jacket before you head out the door. An easy ride right now from the Maze as you work your way into the city. Just about 10 minutes now for your travel time there. Where we are starting to see all those brake lights forming, and things are getting a little bit crowded here as you head out of Tracy into the Altamont Pass. Westbound 205 starting at Mountain House. Looks like delays have extended there and all the way over towards at least North Flint. And now I'm seeing a pocket of slowing as you head into that Livermore Valley. So getting a little sluggish as you work your way through that area. Also, CHP working on a crash eastbound Highway 4 right at Leverage. This one's blocking the left lane due to this accident. So some activity in the center divide as well. And now we're seeing yellow popping up on our sensors, which means a slow travel time. 30 minutes now. Westbound 580 to go from 205 over towards 680. Westbound Highway 4, which is a commute direction, even with that crash out there. Antioch over towards Hercules, only 26 minutes. Michelle?
Gianna, thank you. Now to the latest coronavirus numbers. In just the last 24 hours, the state reported more than 24,000 new cases and 429 new deaths. Hospitalizations are down more than 3%, with more than 18,000 Californians in the hospital this morning.
Happening today, we're learning Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to lift the state's regional stay-at-home order. Let's get right to KPIX 5's Emily Turner, live in Walnut Creek with all the details on this. Emily, what are we expecting in the day ahead?
Some good news. Thankfully, I think people are really excited about this news. Sources close to the governor's office have confirmed that later this morning he will be lifting the shelter in place order. So that means break out the tarps, the tents, those heaters, because things can hopefully get back closer to normal. Now, moving counties back into the reopening framework based on those colored tiers and that stay-at-home order had shut down outdoor dining, salons, and other high-risk activities and was extended indefinitely at the beginning of the month. But last night, members of California Restaurant Association received this email stating that senior members in the Newsom administration had informed the association that the governor would be lifting the stay-at-home order today. So, woohoo! This would give restaurants the all-clear to resume outdoor dining. So far, the state has refused to release data that proved outdoor dining contributed to transmission.
Without anybody else being able to look at this data, whether it's, you know, local officials or doctors or even us business people, to be able to predict a reopening, where is it? Where is this data? How is it being used?
The governor's Office of Emergency Services got back to us last night with a statement saying, quote, we see promising signs that California is slowly emerging from the most intense stage of this pandemic. We continue to look at what that means for the regional stay-at-home order and anticipate that the State Department of Public Health will provide a formal update tomorrow morning. This all comes, of course, as the Bay Area's ICU rate is now at 23.3% over the weekend. Of course, more is expected later this morning, but man, it is good to finally have some news in the positive way in this department. Reporting live in Walnut Creek, Emily Turner, KPIX 5.
Going live now to San Francisco, today Mayor London Breed will give an update on the city's ongoing efforts to fight COVID-19. She'll be joined by Director of Health, Dr. Grant Colfax. You can watch that live on CBSN Bay Area at 1:15. Happening today, we're expecting to learn more about the Placer County man who died hours after getting the coronavirus vaccine. An Auburn woman posted on Facebook saying the man was her grandfather's aide, a 60-year-old who got the shot at a senior living facility on Thursday. Shortly after, he was having trouble breathing and mentioned his legs felt tingly. He died a few hours later. The coroner's office is doing an autopsy. The county is expected to release more details on this today. To our other big story this morning, the weather. Here's a live look outside for you. Scattered showers hit the Bay Area, but that's just a taste of what's to come. The strongest storm of the season is about to roll in.
Right now, parts of the San Lorenzo Valley and the north coast of Santa Cruz County are under an evacuation warning as heavy rain and high winds expected this week threaten the possibility of mudslides and debris flows in the area. The winds and rain are expected late tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning, and Cal Fire officials are afraid of what could happen on the burn scars of this summer's CZU lightning fires. Officials say for those in evacuation zones, it's critical to leave when asked to do so.
By the time the rain starts falling at that intensity, it's already too late if you aren't already gone. If you hear a debris flow coming, it's already too late.
Cal Fire says they expect to issue mandatory evacuation orders today.
There are also concerns about possible mudslides and debris flows in the North Bay, where the LNU burn scar on the Sonoma County hillsides goes right down to the neighborhoods below. But the assistant fire marshal in Santa Rosa tells us they are prepared.
We're not taking it lightly. We've been sending out a lot of messages and information to our community. Hopefully, a lot of those property owners have heeded to the warnings and have put measures in place.
For the most up-to-date information on the weather, download the KPIX 5 News app. There you can watch our newscasts, our 24/7 CBSN stream, and sign up for breaking news alerts. Well, the city of Brentwood, along with a couple of other cities in East Contra Costa County, are looking to consolidate their fire departments.
The hope is that a merger will lead to faster response times. The population in East Contra Costa continues to go up, yet fire services have gone down dramatically. Currently, there are only 3 working fire stations. That means a total of 9 firefighters must respond to calls coming from people across nearly 250 square miles. In December, the average 911 response time in Brentwood was 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
Just 1 minute of delay can cause significant problems, even perhaps death.
Any consolidation effort be based on solid financial footing. We're pretty confident at this point that the numbers seem to be adding up.
The proposed solution is to consolidate with the Contra Costa County Fire Protection District, also known as CONFIRE. Brentwood City Council plans to pass a resolution tomorrow to endorse the plan. It could take effect in early 2022.